Once on a cold grey morning, I was walking home alone. Traffic lights in the falling rain, the unanswered phone. I was so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? Once in a railway station, in the city where I live, the windows were like mirrors in this train. Hey, what you doing with your life?
And what are you doing with your life here? You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, really soon now,
Drew's party time.
And right now, if I had only planned ahead, I would have something happening here. But instead, we'll have the Allman Brothers.
Hello, everyone. My name is Drew Cohen. It is a little past 7 p.m. This is WMFO 91.5, and that would make it Drew's party time.
Yay.
Thank you very much, a TARDIS jukebox, for that little entrance. Allman Brothers are a great way to start off. And I will say that today we are joined by a very special guest. He is my roommate all the way from Seattle. Please give a warm welcome to Eric Salgado.
What is going on, people?
All right, we figured out the microphones. That's a great start because, honestly, technical side is always a toss-up.
I mean, understandable.
Yeah, understandable. It's a tough job. Don't get enough credit for running a good radio show these days, especially when it's a party.
Right.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with this show, it's in the name, truly. It's a time. It generally involves Drew, and it's always a party, isn't it?
I mean, it's always a party at our dorm, so I expect this to be a party.
That's true. That is a true story. It's always a party in Tilton Room 203. We're just going to be talking, playing some music. Hopefully you like it. We're going to start off with a song by Rush. I love Rush. Do you like Rush?
Never heard of Rush.
You've never heard of Rush. It's a good rock band. Some would call it progressive rock because it's very technical. It's very interesting.
Okay.
This song just so happens to be called The Spirit of Radio. And considering this is a radio show and it is a party, which would lend it quite a bit of spirit, I thought it was a good song to start off with. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree so.
Okay, so here it is. Thank you. That was Spirit of Radio by Rush. Quite a banger.
One could argue.
One could argue that is a banger. I agree. Before we move on to the next song, I think we can talk about it just a little bit. The Spirit of Radio. Because that is one of Rush's most favorite, famous songs. Uh-huh. And it's a cool topic when it's on a radio show.
Indeed.
Especially when it talks about radio freedom. I believe in the end there, they're quoting The Sound of Silence, which is another very famous song. Simon and Garfunkel?
Of course. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's definitely that.
And they say, it echoes in the sound of salesmen, and the words of the prophet are written on concert halls. I think it's saying that radio has quite a big influence, and it's important for it to be free.
I could agree with that. And I personally think that your radio show has influenced me a lot.
That's exactly what you were supposed to say. Thank you. I didn't even train him. Why? How so? I'm going to dig deeper. How do you think a Party Time show has influenced you?
Well, even if you're talking about something random, of course, I can understand. I can still dig. When you're passionate about something, you got to talk about it, even if it's true. Not connected to anything. And sometimes you don't need all these restrictions. You're forced to talk about a certain topic or something like that. No, you can just go off. Talk about
I like going off.
You can talk about how a party, sometimes a small one,
right,
that where we center our emotions and think more deeply.
Oh my God, that was last Party Time. I did think deeply and I did speak for no one. It was just freeform. It wasn't merchandisable. This isn't a very marketable show. I'm not getting paid to say any of this. I'm not sponsored. Not sponsored by Rush, although I wish I was. And it's important, I think, to have dumb kids, college kids, come on and speak their minds on a college-sponsored radio frequency.
Right.
To probably, at most, 10 people. There's a lot to be said for that.
Well, I mean, even if it's 10 people, that's 10 lives that you're touching.
Oh, God, that's so right. That's true. Anyone out there listening, then, to all of you listeners, we may not be touching your life in a big way, but just think about those little impacts you have on people. Even if there's something called, I think about the butterfly effect a lot, chaos theory, right. Which is even if you tally up truly the amount of chance events that happen in your life and how those events would never have happened if you were even delayed by 5 seconds. So let's say someone stops you on the street to say hi for 5 seconds. Then you've altered their life if some chance event ripples throughout the course of the rest of their life. You have a huge impact. The next song, the length of the next song we play could have a huge impact.
It could.
We could. So prepare to have your lives changed by Rhiannon, by Fleetwood Mac. Is there anything we know about it?
I would like to say before I go off,
yeah, okay.
An example of the butterfly effect is me and you being roommates. Think about it. In some way, the tough sorting hat could have given me some random bozo who does not care about anything and would have been just like, dog, sit in your corner, don't even talk to me, but no, I got you.
Right.
Anything I'd like to say about Rhiannon?
Thank you.
I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan, but I got introduced to this song in a random study room on the second Houston floor. Gotta say, all-time favorite now.
All-time favorite?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's give it a play.
Takes to the sky like a bird is flying.
I have to say, I love that song.
Honestly? See? I'm telling you.
I know.
Good recommendation.
It's a great... I haven't heard it. I have heard it. It's Fleetwood Mac. So I have heard a lot of Fleetwood Mac, but not in some time. So thank you for showing me it again.
I got you, homie.
Yeah. So thank you, homie. I think we agreed to start with a bit of an update. We were talking about our rooming situation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my very first shows, I did give Eric a shout out. In particular, I spoke about his fruit.
Your
rotting fruit, but I didn't have to get there just yet. There are some merits to your fruit without it rotting. Now that we have you here, because I've never truly spoken to you about the motive behind the fruit. So you can defend your actions if you will, because all I've experienced is opening up the fridge and seeing rotting kiwis, other assorted fruits. So you can, if you would like, would you like to defend your actions?
I would love to. Okay. So, just to start off, back home, my mom always gets me fruit because it's a healthy snack. Kids, eat your vegetables, don't do drugs, things like that. So, she would always get me, just assorted fruits, passion fruit, bananas, strawberries, all sorts of things. And she'd be like, okay, go ahead and eat everything because I'm not going to eat it. But here's the thing. Everyone knows that moms are going to eat something. That's and if true. You leave something out...
Those liars.
Yeah. They'll be like, why didn't you leave me anything?
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I did. I always left one thing for my mom because I knew she would want something. But no, she would never eat it. And she'd be like, why do you eat it? And I got to be like, sorry, mom. And so the same thing carried on to you, except that you're not my mom.
And the fruit's rotten. I'm not going to eat it. You don't need to leave it for me, bro.
Well, that's where all the flavor comes from, the mold.
Okay, well, God, good thing you defended yourself because you've shown that it's indefensible, haven't you?
Absolutely.
The mold, extra flavor. You're not going to feed your mom some green strawberry from the back of our black mold infested fridge.
Well, I think in the state of our health right now, I'm pretty sure the mold has helped her out.
Okay, well, can't speak to that, but I don't think the mold would help me out. But the update is that there is no more rotten fruit.
Absolutely. Now we just got a rotting fridge.
That's probably, is that why?
Nah.
Is that why you haven't gotten fruit? Or?
No, I just... Beef fresh is expensive, okay?
That's true.
We're in struggling times.
Isn't that really frustrating? It's like that should not be a barrier to getting fresh fruit. Like it is obviously extremely expensive. And beef fresh, there's probably ways to affordably get fresh fruit.
Right.
I think, yeah. But around here, there's very few options.
I think it also just comes down to that we're on the East Coast. So the closest country, we're closest to Europe, and we're not near the equator where we can get a bunch of random fruits.
Well, you lived in Seattle with your mom.
Yeah, and my dad.
So was it your father? Seattle's next to nothing. You got Canada.
Hawaii?
Is that farther than Europe from Seattle?
No, I think it's an AR flight. Yeah.
Well, I can't do the curvature math. But the Pacific's a darn sight bigger than the Atlantic. So you're isolated up there. Frankly, I don't think Washington is a real state.
Honestly, I don't think Massachusetts is real.
Nothing's real.
Nothing's real.
Well, that's a tough argument to fight. So.
I mean, if you close your eyes.
If you close your eyes, everything goes away. That's true.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's all just your interpretation. Your brain is hallucinating. We agree in a group hallucination that Seattle is a real city.
Exactly.
But I certainly have never been there.
The Space Needle is just one big thumbtack.
Space Needle? That's awfully convenient, having this, one recognizable landmark that's just, the easiest, skyline to fake, Just this big, thumbtack sticking out of nowhere.
All right, well, actually, I have nothing to defend.
Yeah, you can't defend Seattle. You live in Bellevue, so I shouldn't throw you under that umbrella.
Okay, well, but Bellevue's just, Kmart, Seattle.
Bellevue's just Kmart Seattle. It probably has less a probability of existing either.
I mean, true.
It's true.
I live there, and now I never see it, so...
I was going to say, on the bus of my Prio, there was a girl from Washington, and she was reading a book called Washington, and it's just named after, our founder. It's so unoriginal.
I mean, so is our flag. It's literally just a picture of Washington with the green background.
Our flag? Washington's flag,
yeah.
Yeah. God, it's so uninspired, faking this state.
I mean, so is every other flag, if you think about it.
Well, it's true.
A bunch of colors.
My point is just that Washington is fake. It doesn't really exist.
Right.
Just like our next song. Well, we were debating which song to play because we couldn't find one but I think I'm going to play a Deep Purple song.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I knew that would get you excited. Is Deep Purple your favorite band?
It's now because it's like
becoming it.
Every band is my favorite.
That's fair. That's a tough question to answer. What's your favorite band? You have a lot of Fleetwood Mac posters.
But I mean, I have a picture of Keith Richards looking over me as I sleep.
Fair enough. Okay, so this song is called "Getting Tighter." Oh. Much like Eric and I's roommates are getting tighter through this radio show. Much like we're getting tighter with all you listeners listening on 91.5 WMFO. This is Drew's Party Time. And this is an absolute rocker by Deep Purple. Well, frankly, I feel a lot tighter, don't you?
I'm always tight. What do you mean, dog?
I walked into that one. No. What to talk about? Well, what's your winter break looking like, Eric?
Gonna see my parents for the first time since Prio August 29th.
Yeah. Wow, that's a while.
Have it down to the day, the hour, the minute,
second. Oh, that's tough. It is tough because you're very far away.
Mm-hmm.
You've been calling them frequently?
I have been calling them every Friday at varying hours between 10 to 2.
Right. It's funny. It's a totally different experience. My parents are like half an hour away, so I saw them last weekend. On the flip side, I haven't really gone very far. You're experiencing like a totally different place. But yeah, that's tough. So I'm glad you get to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, yeah, I'll be seeing my parents too. It's hard though, because it's a whole month basically.
I mean, yeah, it's a whole month. But it's gonna be like weird sitting there. But then, I think while I'm there, I'm just gonna be remembering everything I have here, and then it's just gonna be I'm just gonna be rubber banding in between.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like missing. Yeah, it's funny. Do you think you're gonna miss college? Like parts of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I made arguably such a strong and. Okay, if any of my friends are listening, shout out to you guys. I love you all. Oh. You guys are my favorites. And Drew, of course, my favorite. Of course. But I think I'll miss all my friends that are made here.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that I've built up.
Right. Well, it's great that that's what you managed to do. I think that's so difficult. I've like relied very heavily on my connections that were already here. Like my sister's living so close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would have done. So honestly, major props. I think that's very difficult. As far as it's almost like I'm not used to having a month break though, because it will be like I'll be back home. I mean, for you, you're going back home, so that'll be something entirely new. But for me, it's just like I'm still here. There's just no school. I'll be at home. I'll just be like living at home. It'll be like summer in the winter, so I'll have to find things to do. I don't know. I think some kids, like, it's not like you necessarily find like an opportunity to do over break. I think I guess you just have fun.
Well.
It's tough to get a job in a month. I'm looking at it because I got a job last summer. That's 3 months.
Huh.
It's not out of the question. But I just hope I'm out. I know myself. I don't want to be lounging around a whole month.
Well, for some people, you pick up a new hobby. Baking, mm-hmm. cooking, things we all did in quarantine.
Sewing.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful and incredibly painful hobby I have.
Oh, seriously? A
couple of different scars, but, they heal as always.
Scars... Well, they don't heal.
Well,
that's what scars mean.
I mean,
it's just sewing.
Yeah, the scars on my heart. They're the
scars of your heart.
They're tearing me apart. You know, just like they tore apart this family.
Oh man, there's scabbed. The scars from your elephant.
Of course, yes, they're.
I can't say.
Hurting on me a lot.
Yeah. That's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert for real life events.
Yeah, real life events. No,
that's just what a psychic does.
Psychic. Ooh, scars of our heart aside. What was that referencing, Eric?
Oh, well, today I went to a psychic. Walked in. Gotta say, reminds me of every single bathroom in like one of those like hole in the wall restaurants. You know what I'm saying? Like white walls, dirty.
Okay.
Holes.
So does that make it feel more or less authentic?
Well, you know, it really depends. You know how they say, like, you can get your guidance from anyone?
Uh-huh.
I think this is really testing that question.
Okay. Pushing it to the limits. Would you agree?
Well.
I know you're less than, like, 100% enthused. I mean, it's difficult. I can't imagine I'd go to a psychic and be, like, 100% satisfied. I'd be a little weirded out if I was 100%. Like, if they literally predicted my future with accuracy, like, I would be too weirded out to even be 100% satisfied. I don't know.
I mean, I would say that. The thing is that the message I was getting were so vague. Like, it was basically like, I don't know. They just like, were just like, oh yeah, so like your life is going to be this, so you're going to live a very long life. But what does very long mean? True. Are we talking minutes? Are we talking seconds?
Relative, like to a flea.
Yeah.
Very long life.
A flea lives a long life. And how long does that live? Like,
it's a minute.
A month?
A day. Fruit flies live a day. I know, because they're dropping like flies in our dorm.
Exactly.
Over our rotting fruit, Eric. Sheesh.
Oh, my bad.
What were you looking for, though, from a psychic? You want a little more specific guidance, then.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, tough times are occurring on several different fronts. I'm just like Normandy Beach, except if Normandy Beach was a circle surrounded by a bunch of boats.
That's you.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're getting stormed?
Yeah, I'm getting stormed right now.
You're Germany in this little hypothetical.
Oh God.
Is what you made yourself.
Well,
so the Allies are on. Oh, let's keep us running. It's D-Day. The Allies are on your shore, and you're looking. You're Adolf Hitler turning to a psychic for help.
Yeah.
That is the picture Eric D has painted himself into.
Yeah, and of course, the psychic goes in like, "Oh yeah, pop a bill of cyanide." Nah. She was just like, "All right, guys, here's your deal. You're a nice person. Do whatever you want."
All right. Do a nice person. Yeah, you're a nice person. Do whatever you want. That's, I mean, it's not helpful advice, but it's like a little comforting. You know, I'm sure Hitler wanted to hear that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean.
No, okay. You don't have to be Hitler, Eric.
The least despicable thing this man did was shoot his dog. And wow. Least despicable is still very high
right.
At that point.
No, I don't think, I don't know. I don't think he's all that great. Contrary to whatever people say. The more I hear about the guy, I don't think he's all that.
No, mm-hmm. He was definitely not all
no,
that.
No, he's definitely not all that. So fine. You don't have to be Hitler anymore. If I was your psychic, I would say, Eric, you will live a long, prosperous, Nazi-free life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's
my. I sure hope so.
Is that more specific than the psychic?
Well, I think if there are Nazis anywhere, I think I might be somewhere I don't want to be.
That's true. You won't. Yeah, you won't be there. Don't worry. Although the way things are headed, I don't know necessarily what our lives will look like, what the political climate will look like. So. I'm not a political commentator, not a psychic, so unfortunately my opinions of the future are not valid. But hopefully no Nazis will be there. Let's tie that into our next song, shall we? Because I was making, you know, a little subtle reference as to how polarized things are becoming here, how absolutely. Factionized we are in America.
In America?
Yep. Yeah. Which is coincidentally entirely so, based on the totally tangential path we reached to our next song, is by America. The band America.
Dude, you're telling me they made a country off of the band?
Yeah, they did.
Dude, they're insane.
That's where we are now. That's a really popular band, bro. They have their own nation, and it's going to crap, unfortunately. But the song is great.
Absolutely.
The song is wonderful. Sister Golden Hair.
Sister Golden
Hair. Well, I have not heard it in a while, so I don't know what to expect, but I know it's good.
It'll touch our souls.
It will touch our souls in the way that psychics often fail to do. All right. Let's dive right in.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you make it? Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't.
Eric, I disagree.
What?
I disagree with what you said during that song. You want to share your opinion?
Hodgson is pretty bad.
That's... Oh, how do we even start? To people who aren't on Tufts campus who don't know what we're talking about, the very few of you, I can't resist saying that. Anytime I mention our listeners, I mention a few of them there. Hodgson is one of the three dining halls on campus. There's the Wick McPhee, the Standard, the Classic,
the Bar. The Superior.
Yeah, the Superior, the Consistent, I think, the Conventional. They have chicken, they have rice, they have,
steak.
Lucky Charms, steak, vegetables. They have allergy-free section, they have a vegan section, they have everything you could want.
And a McDonald's ice cream.
McDonald's machine. Ice cream dispenser that is broken just as often. And so they're what I think dining halls aspire to surpass, perhaps. Because they're so conventional. I think there's Carmichael and there's Hodgton. Carmichael I won't even talk about, frankly.
Dude, keep that name out of your mouth.
The C word is so so bad. It stands for crap. That's what the C stands for. Ooh. And it's gluten-free. And frankly, talking about it makes my mouth dry. So let's move on to Hodgton, which is bearable. Mm-hmm. I think, because I like Hodgson. You know? So do you think Hodgson is worse than Dwick?
Okay. My problem with it is that why does it cost me $75 to add bacon to anything?
$75?
No, 75 cents. $75. Okay. If a sandwich is costing $11.83 already with me just adding the protein, why does it have to cost more to add bacon?
That's
absurd. You're literally gonna give me one strand of bacon.
Yeah, it's like one strip of bacon. It's the most expensive piece of bacon of all time. What you could do, I mean, DeWitt gives bounties of bacon for free every morning. That's true.
No, they give sausages.
DeWitt? Well, every other day it's bacon. Save it, put it in the fridge next to the rotting kiwis. Take it out when you... So we're talking about a mobile order. Mobile ordering a sandwich from mobile Hodgson.
Yeah.
Because Hodgson is... The way it surpasses the conventionality of DeWitt is by allowing people to order online, which is good, but apparently it's overpriced and cheap with its add-ons. I don't mobile order that often, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I think it's God's gift to humanity when you, like... Okay, let's say you walk into DeWitt, right? One, you have to stand in a line if it's there. Two, you have to, like... Well, I mean, it's not terrible. Shout out to all the workers at any of the dining halls. Y'all are... rock stars and awesome people. The problem is that my own mind gets in the way when I have to like prepare a speech. I have to like recite it in the bathroom, and then I have to walk out and say, right, okay, right. Good morning, good afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, then I have to get my food, and then I have to find a table, and then if there's people I know, which usually there isn't, I have to be like, oh, hello, and then I have to sit there. Which, I mean, shout out to everyone who I know. You all are lovely.
everyone you don't, you're meaningless.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't exist.
I don't know about all y'all. But mobile order. I can get whatever I want. Wait.
So you like Hodgson? You're talking about DeWitt is bad because there's people, so you have to talk to them. That's what you essentially just said. The workers are great, but hey, they're people, so it's a little bit of stress to interact with them. People you don't know them. That's stress. You have to sit next to them. So the reason DeWitt is bad is because there's people there, and I frankly couldn't agree more. That's an angle I haven't considered. When you mobile order, you're on your little phone, you walk in, all you have to do is, the most interaction you have is with a little QR code reader, and you just hold your phone up to it.
Absolutely.
So for those, I guess, who just really want to get their food and not have to deal, Hodge is the place to go.
I guess I just walked myself in a circle then.
You did, but would you rather talk to someone or pay 75 cents for bacon? Yeah.
Ooh, now you're testing my limits.
I am. And that's maybe we can't truly... objectively say which is better.
Well, I play League of Legends, so the emotional damage I'm suffering right now is already like pretty intense.
Oh man!
So maybe those 75 cents are worth it.
Are worth it? Well, ultimately we can't truly conclude. I think DeWitt is better sometimes. I think in the morning when I don't want to talk to people, Hodgson is great. But we are without doubt talking about League of Legends next time, right after this song by Supertramp, which is called The Logical Song. It's really the opposite of anything to do with League of Legends. Yeah. There's no logic behind that decision, is there?
I mean, if you listen to the song while you're playing League of Legends, it turns into the illogical song.
Yes. Yes, the illogical song. And it's coming up, and it's wonderful in just the way that League is not. So, be with you after. Oh. All right, that was The Logical Song by Supertramp.
Dude, I feel so much more logical.
Do you feel logical? There's some good lines in that.
I'm feeling like throwing like the cereal first before like the milk.
Yeah, it's that's a logical thing to do. That's true. Did you do the other thing before?
No, I used to put the bowl.
You did the milk first?
No, the milk first, then the cereal, then the bowl.
You were so that? Serious when you said that.
What do you mean? Do you
know when I first walked in, when we first met, I couldn't find my shampoo and you said you ate it? Remember that?
Well, I mean...
Like, I didn't know you at all. Like, it was the first day we met. I was like, bro, I don't wear my soap wet. And you said, like, totally dumping, like, crap, I ate it.
I mean...
I didn't know for, like... I mean, I'm not an idiot, but it was a 15 good idiotic seconds where I didn't know if you were serious. I don't know. I underestimated you.
You overestimated my ability. Well, I mean...
Overestimated.
Don't underestimate my
soap,
ability.
Or eat soap, yeah. Anyways, before we talk about the scourge called League of Legends, we are mandated to give a PSA.
Of course.
So we've got one lined up for you all. Let's see. Well, we're going to give a PSA afterwards about League of Legends. But that one I don't think would necessarily count. So let's try this one on for size.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay.
Well, esteemed audience, that's a 2-for-1 deal. Of course, it's all mental health is incredibly important.
It's true.
Always check up on your friends. I have, once again, shout out to my lovely, lovely, lovely friends. I cannot stress enough how much I love you guys. That's and kind. You too, Drew. Okay. Always listen to everything they have to say and be there for them. But that's just one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of this 2-for-1 deal is don't play League of Legends.
Yes. Do not, if you care at all for your mental health, do not play League of Legends.
I'm too far down the rabbit hole.
You're too far down? So what got you started? How did you enter this terrible, terrible decision?
Well, when you're a 10-year-old kid and, you know, you're chilling in your room, you know, Cool Math Games doesn't do it enough.
It doesn't?
It doesn't do enough. It's a lot like crack, where, like, you start out first, you know, you smoke a ciggy, you enjoy it, and then, like, you start smoking a pack.
Redacted. The analogy is sound, but it is not something we discuss on this
let's
show.
Let's go rewind. So
rewind that a little bit.
So it's a lot like pixie sticks.
It's a lot like, oh god, it's not like the bacon into wick, where you start eating it in the mornings and you think it's good, you pour syrup on it, much like pixie sticks. But then the more you do it, the more you realize it's actually terrible for you. And it makes you feel really, really, really bad. And that's what League of Legends does, doesn't it?
And it all started when I typed in games you can get for free.
Uh-huh. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
It's a scheme. They hook kids.
It's not free.
Uh-uh. It's take a max. Is it a mental toll?
you sell just like 1/1,000,000th of your soul every time you play. But that 1/1,000,000th adds. It adds up. But... fortunately enough, I have plenty of wonderful friends who are always looking out for me.
All these friends, shout outs. I feel like I have to. You guys, I don't think I voice it nearly as much as Eric or as much as I should. But all my friends out there, you know who you are. And people who aren't even my friends, thank you so much. But especially friends, thank you for being there for me. I love you guys, truly. And I'll miss you all so much over break. That's true. I've been looking forward to it so much going back home. And I haven't even considered the fact that I will truly miss my time here, and I think after a month of winter break I will really want to get back and see everyone. So
absolutely, beginning of the semester, plenty of free time. It'll be just like the beginning of the semester all over again.
Yes, it will. I think it will feel that way. It is crazy that one semester has already gone by.
No
man, I've said this line. If college was a pizza, we have just eaten one slice. That's true. It's an eighth. It's an eighth of college.
Well, I mean, it depends on the way you cut it. We could have cut it into 16s.
Okay, bud. Depends on the way you cut it. If you go to Pizza Days, they're going to cut you 8 slices.
Dude, at Pizza Days, you think they're going to hand you the whole pizza, dog?
True. Okay, Pizza Days, you never know what you're going to get. That's for sure. Pizza Days, they could replace one slice with a goddamn sock.
Dude, okay. So there's delivery. If it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. Well, at Pizza Days, it's DiGiorno or DiGiorno.
Right. DiGiorno. Oh, just coming in, I got some response from my mom. She really appreciated the PSA against League of Legends. So, look at that.
See?
Good for us.
Even the moms support me.
Even the moms will totally support that. And I think once the kids get their fill, they will support it as well because you're hopelessly addicted. God, and each time you play a game, I can relate with Super Smash Bros. Too. Each time you boot it up, you feel so bad about yourself. And you hope that maybe this game is going to be different. But it never is.
Never
is. And you leave and you just do it again the next day. There has to be. You have to do something intentional to break the cycle. I truly haven't yet.
Well, one could say that life is in a similar way.
Life is?
Every day you come in, you expect something different, and nothing changes. But
that's a pessimistic view, isn't it?
Well, it's a pessimistic view, but the thing is, unlike League of Legends, those dubs carry over.
The dubs in life.
In life.
True. Yes. In League of Legends, you reset every day. But no, if you get a dub the day before in real life, you carry that dub over. You're right.
Absolutely.
That's mildly profound, Eric.
Yeah, you know, sometimes two brain cells collide within my large neuron system, and then they say, hey, put this out in the air.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's great. That was such a nice little entrance into your thought process.
Well, I got to say, a major dub was won this semester at the beginning of the year. Story time. I don't know if
we are running down.
I mean,
I was going to say, if we want to play one more song, right? So We have a couple more minutes, and then we will have to close and then play our final song.
The butterfly effect is wonderful because if I hadn't met Drew, then I would have been led down to the Houston basement and met some of the most genuine and people who I honestly care about and want to cherish for the rest of my college career.
Wow. And who knows? Further than that.
Who knows?
Like, you never know how long these people are going to influence you. So thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I know some of these people. I mean, I know all the experiences that, like, the number of wonderful conversations, the advice that has changed my life from these talks that we've done. I don't know. We talk a lot. I try to carry it over. Profoundly influenced my life as well. And it's just random, just being roommates.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. So thank you, Eric. Thank you, whoever rolled the dice and assigned us. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to introduce our final song?
The last song is quite a classic, a friend favorite, as they would say. And
which one is it?
A favorite of mine, Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, I had to have this talk with you. decide to do, Jolene?
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. It's a local band. It's the Kurt Baker band.